Not far from the fancy meals and the open bars of the convention, life went on as normal in most parts of the host city. WBUR's Shannon Dooling traveled to Center City, Philadelphia, and has this report.
This is City Hall, Center City. And we're the day they have in Philly Kids Day, and it's everything out here for the kids. You get wet, everything is free.
Do you have kids here playing in the fountain?
My daughter.
Right there in the striped dress?
Yes.
Kwamisha Brown watches her six-year-old daughter leap through the public fountain in front of Philadelphia's City Hall. Brown's hair is pulled back from her face, and beads of sweat collect on her brow. It's another steamy day in Philadelphia.
She was in camp, but I don't have $65 to pay a week, so this week she's out. So I bring her out during the day here, and she has fun. I'm unemployed right now. I'm looking for a job. I've been filling out applications every day, and they say I'm not fit for the job or something, so I don't know what to do now.
What does it feel like to you to have the Democratic National Convention here in your city? Do you feel like you're being heard any more than if it had been in a different city?
No, not at all. They're not hearing us at all. Because in this, where the Democratic at in South Philadelphia, is nothing but gun violence. Shooting every day, everybody's getting killed. The kids can't even play outside. So to me personally, it's not doing anything.
I'm leaving the hustle and bustle of City Hall Plaza now. I'm at the corner of 15th and JFK Boulevard, and I can already see a good amount of people just across the way crossing JFK Boulevard. I think the sounds and the sights are going to change a bit.
That's a beautiful thing, though.
Okay.
Beautiful thing. I really appreciate that.
Inspector Melvin Singleton, a 23-year veteran of the Philadelphia Police Force, chats with Bruce Carter, the founder of Black Men for Bernie. Carter and 300 others are here calling for a political revolution. Carter shakes Singleton's hand and thanks him for his cooperation.
These my guys.
Anytime
they protect
anytime
me in the city.
Anytime we can work together, truly, truly.
We'll fix this stuff here, man. Yes.
Bruce, always good.
We're going to fix it.
Yes, yes.
Carter's voice is hoarse from a week's worth of speeches. He has a litany of complaints about the political establishment, but none when it comes to the Philadelphia PD.
I've had none but love from the police officers because I've worked with them. The ones that gave me problems, I told the authority. Then I had the people, getting them in line. So we all work together. That's what I've got. It's the city of brotherly love, right? I've had brotherly love.
The rally surges while the evening commute gets underway, and Philadelphia goes about its business. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia.